In a world where we're constantly pulled in multiple directions, Scott O'Neill offers a refreshingly simple yet profound philosophy: be where your feet are. This mantra has transformed the life of one of sports business's most successful executives, whose leadership has shaped organizations like the Philadelphia 76ers, New Jersey Devils, and Madison Square Garden. The concept resonates deeply with celebrities like Will Smith, who has publicly praised the book's wisdom, and business titans who've incorporated its principles into their leadership approaches. What makes this philosophy so powerful is its universal application. Whether you're running a billion-dollar organization or simply trying to be a better parent, partner, or friend. As our collective attention becomes increasingly fragmented by devices and distractions, O'Neill's message has never been more timely or necessary. What if the secret to success and fulfillment isn't doing more, but being more present in whatever you're doing? The foundation for being present begins with perspective, understanding what truly matters in the grand scheme of life. Dave Scholler, a 76ers executive who grew up in poverty near Atlantic City with an alcoholic father, gained this perspective through a powerful childhood moment. While driving to pick up his father from a rescue mission, feeling anger about their difficult circumstances, Dave spotted a young mother with three children carrying all their belongings in a single blue duffel bag. That image crystallized for him how his own problems, though significant, paled in comparison to others' struggles. This perspective has guided Dave throughout his life, helping him navigate challenges with gratitude rather than resentment. The blue duffel bag story exemplifies how perspective transforms our experience of life's difficulties. For Dave, what began as a lesson about perspective evolved into a source of strength and gratitude. Now living just miles from where he grew up, he regularly takes his daughters to see his childhood trailer park and supports families at the same rescue mission, teaching them the power of perspective and gratitude. Similarly, hedge fund manager Don Jabro learned about presence when an elderly woman left him a napkin note while he was absorbed in his phone during breakfast with his young son. "You should pay attention to your son instead of your phone. You only get this time once." Though initially defensive, Don realized she was right. He was squandering precious moments that would never return. Now he either turns off his phone or leaves it in the car during quality time with his children. These stories highlight a crucial truth. Perspective isn't just about recognizing others' hardships, but understanding the fleeting nature of our most precious moments. The good old days aren't in the past. They're happening right now, if only we're present enough to notice them. Being where your feet are requires not just perspective, but also honest feedback from those who care enough to give it. After particularly difficult days during his time at Madison Square Garden Sports, O'Neill would bring his work frustrations home, creating what his wife Lisa called pity parties. Her blunt feedback, asking if he planned to ruin one-third of their evenings at home due to his three losing teams, was the reality check he needed. This prompted him to develop a practice of leaving work stress behind before walking through his front door, using the simple act of opening his car door as a mental trigger to shift his mindset. Sometimes the most powerful feedback comes from life itself. When O'Neill was fired from his dream job as president of Madison Square Garden Sports, his mentor, Peter Guber, offered life-changing advice. "Don't immediately try to prove everyone wrong." Instead, he urged O'Neill to decompress, find himself, and get the life back in your eyes. Though initially resistant, O'Neill eventually listened, spending 10 days at a resort in Cabo where his phone never left the room, followed by a 2.5-week European vacation with his family. This period of disconnection became transformative. For the first time, O'Neill was 100% present with his family, no emails to dash off or calls to take. He was so relaxed that he embarrassed his daughter by loudly singing Disney songs at Euro Disney. They toured museums, walked hand in hand, took selfies, and truly connected. Somewhere on the train between Paris and London, O'Neill had his "why not now" moment. Why couldn't he maintain this connectedness all the time? He realized how he lives is truly a choice. What he does and who he does it with are decisions only he can make. We all receive wake-up calls from bosses, spouses, friends, and especially our children. The key is seeking honest feedback from those who love you enough to give it, and changing when that feedback doesn't match your expectations. Lower your screen, eliminate notifications, take texts off vibrate, delete social media apps, leave your phone in the car. Being where your feet are more often makes life better and more fulfilling. In our efficiency-driven world, full of noise and distraction, being present requires cultivating reflective strength through practices that quiet the mind. O'Neill, a self-described high-energy person who loves life speed, was initially resistant when executive coach Tricia Nadaf suggested meditation. It seemed too out there for his practical mindset. But starting with simple breathing exercises before sleep and upon waking, he gradually built his practice. Finding stillness has brought O'Neill clarity and sanity by blocking out noise. At Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment, he's instituted practices like phone-free meetings and mindfulness retreats. During their Go Forward leadership offsites, they focus on developing minds, bodies, and souls rather than business plans. One memorable session, led by mindfulness experts, had 150 hard-charging executives sitting in complete contemplative silence. Sales bulldogs and 1 a.m. emailers completely still, vulnerable, and present. Being completely still isn't easy, but it's worth it. Meaning is right in front of us, but so are distractions that often rule our days. Finding peace, quiet time, and ultimately yourself requires planning, scheduling, and discipline, especially when things inevitably go south. It's a choice we must consciously make. This reflective strength becomes particularly important during life's inevitable storms. O'Neill developed a process called changing the race after experiencing profound sadness following his friend Will Cardin's suicide. The process has three essential components. 1. Recognize you can choose to change your situation. 2. Run toward the storm instead of away from it, acknowledging your pain rather than denying it. 3. Find your center with help from people who care about you. When faced with grief, isolation becomes our kryptonite. The path toward overcoming our most difficult times is through opening ourselves up, seeking help, listening, and engaging those we love. Recovery isn't like flipping a light switch, more like a dimmer that slowly provides increasing light. With time and connection, we can breathe again, laugh again, and be present again. One snowy evening in Newark, O'Neill met Sean Nelson, founder of Lovesack, who made an instant impression with his genuine interest in others and humble confidence. During a Devils game, they had a surprisingly deep conversation about struggles and sacrifices. Sean shared his family values that they recite nightly and his morning mantra, powerful tools that help keep him grounded in faith, family, fitness, and love of others. Nelson's family values provide a guidepost: clean thoughts, words, bodies; smart, church, books, decisions; positive attitude, actions, influence; respectful, family, elders, peers; loving, children of God; and tough. O'Neill's family has their own rules on a kitchen blackboard: root for each other, respect and grace, do not be outworked. Every morning, Sean looks in the mirror and affirms, "I am Heavenly Father's son and priesthood leader. I am not just faithful, but valiant. I will shine today." His mantra touches on faith, family, fitness, and love of others as his core direction. Setting an intention for your day and life, whether through a mantra or a leadership constitution, helps keep your feet firmly planted. O'Neill's brother, Michael, CEO of Get Well Network, has a framed declaration hanging in his office that begins, "I declare that I am passionate, creative, positive, and influential." This leadership constitution came through work with executive coach Rich Hill, who guided O'Neill to create his own constitution by completing two statements, "I declare that I am," and "You can count on me too." A constitution articulates core qualities you are, not roles you play, is expressed positively, is not aspirational but who you're committed to being now, reflects your deepest values, and must be practiced with accountability. O'Neill's own leadership constitution declares him as a passionate and authentic leader of leaders who loves people and helping others while committing to bring positive energy, challenge others beyond their expectations, share personal thoughts and emotions, and take responsibility for both wins and losses. Committing in writing to how we want to live matters profoundly. Whether through family values, morning mantras, or leadership constitutions, we need guideposts that reinforce what we stand for and prioritize. These written commitments help us be present when it counts. Being where your feet are makes life better and more fulfilling. The formula is simple, though not easy, but absolutely worth the effort. Marty Ehrlichman, Barbara Streisand's manager of over 40 years, shared his secret to life with O'Neill. First, wake up passionate about work and sprint to the office. Second, after a hard-charging day, sprint home with equal passion. These simple principles perfectly captured O'Neill's WMI, what's most important, passion for work and devotion to family. Like his parents, who rarely missed his sporting events despite their demanding travel schedules, O'Neill prioritizes being present for his daughter's moments that matter. Even as a VP at the NBA, traveling Monday through Friday, he'd excuse himself from business dinners to whisper goodnight to his children. Now at the 76ers, he works for leaders who share these values, allowing him to support parents who need to be there for their children. Our WMI extends beyond work and family to include faith, health, and broader community values. For O'Neill, faith provides both grounding and guidance. In today's chaotic world, everyone needs a centering force, whether faith, meditation, running, or yoga, something that enhances peace and provides a more centered life. Health becomes another critical WMI, as O'Neill learned when his colleague McCall Reynolds faced a life-threatening brain tumor at just 24 years old. Despite professional excitement over the 76ers winning the first draft pick, O'Neill couldn't shake the image of McCall's tumor. Coach Brett Brown's mantra, WMI, echoed in his mind, "Nothing matters without health. That's what's most important." Our personal WMI must also extend to community values, like equality. O'Neill shares how conversations with Black colleagues revealed his limited understanding of their daily experiences. From Elton Brand's fear when his home alarm trips, to Lexi Williams carefully dressing in brand-name clothes when moving her car so people wouldn't think she was stealing it. These stories prompted HBSE to commit $20 million to diversity initiatives, recognizing that equality isn't political, it's about humanity. To implement WMI in your life, identify your three most important priorities and keep this list visible as a daily reminder. Then engage in a start-stop-continue exercise. List three things you should start doing to contribute to your WMI, three things to stop doing to create more focus, and three things to continue doing that already support your priorities. This structured approach helps ensure you're consciously spending your precious time where it truly belongs. Failure teaches more effectively than success, though it's rarely enjoyable. The key is to fail forward by extracting and applying lessons from each setback, rather than letting your inner critic convince you that you're not good enough. O'Neill's journey through rejection from top colleges, struggles at Harvard Business School, and public firing from Madison Square Garden Sports illustrates how failure can become a powerful teacher. At Harvard Business School, O'Neill initially approached the program with his competitive sports instinct. He'd simply outwork everyone. This approach left him isolated and performing poorly until he internalized the school's message. This is not golf. This is a team sport. By embracing collaboration rather than competition, he relaxed, made lifelong connections, and learned that everyone felt vulnerable. 2 years later, his peers selected him to speak at graduation, where he reflected on how he had learned to stop competing so hard and start opening himself up to people and learning. 6 months into his rocky start at the NBA as Vice President of Team Marketing and Business Operations, O'Neill met with HR Chief Jeff Robinson for his review. Despite O'Neill's efforts to help struggling departments, his initiatives were failing. Jeff asked pointedly, "What role do you think you are playing in your own demise?" He explained that in a matrix organization, O'Neill needed relationships in every box to move the needle. "You're so concerned with being right, but you seem to have little interest in being effective," he said. Following this advice, O'Neill reduced travel, spent time in offices building relationships, and shifted from being interesting to being interested. Within months, he transformed his reputation into someone who could get things done. This lesson, that being effective is more important than being right, has shaped his approach to leadership ever since. Perhaps O'Neill's most public failure came when he was fired from his position as president of Madison Square Garden Sports. Unlike previous career setbacks, this firing was painfully public, with news appearing in major newspapers. He obsessively read every word published about him, trapped in his own fishbowl of misery. The experience was like a modern-day public guillotine. It took months for O'Neill to stop blaming others, focus internally, and recover mentally enough to appreciate the incredible people he'd worked with and their accomplishments. Following Peter Guber's advice, he decompressed by traveling with his family, took stock of his life, and reconnected with people in his personal and professional networks. These experiences taught O'Neill that failure brings humility, learning, and opportunity. The question we should all ask ourselves when struggling is whether we're smart enough to reach out for help and open enough to listen and engage to get back up. The purple water buffalo became a powerful symbol of teamwork in O'Neill's leadership approach. On his second day as president of Madison Square Garden Sports, he showed his 500-person staff the viral Battle at Kruger video, which depicts water buffalo working together to save a calf from lions and a crocodile. After the video, he posed a question: who do you want to be? The tourist? The lion? The crocodile? Or the water buffalo? He explained each metaphorical role: tourists who watch from the sidelines without helping, lions who prey on the weak, crocodiles who attack the wounded, or water buffalo who stand together as a team to protect their own. O'Neill made it clear that while no one would be forced to be anything they weren't comfortable with, only water buffalo would work at his organization. This philosophy extends beyond the office to home and community. O'Neill shares the story of his friend Hugh Weber, whose marriage became a casualty of Hurricane Katrina. After the hurricane scattered the New Orleans Hornets staff, Hugh and his wife lived separately, eventually divorcing. When Hugh later became president of the New Jersey Devils, his ex-wife moved to New Jersey too, prioritizing their children's relationship with their father. Remarkably, they've lived together in the same house for 7 years, despite being divorced, putting their children's needs above their own. Hugh and his ex-wife exemplify the water buffalo mentality by valuing we over me. Their unusual living arrangement stems from their shared commitment to their children, creating a stable environment despite their divorce. Few divorced couples would make such sacrifices, but Hugh's value-based focus on his children allows this arrangement to work. Healthcare workers during the COVID-19 pandemic further exemplified the water buffalo mentality, risking their lives despite inadequate protection. Delivery workers, supermarket employees, and food delivery workers also stepped up, with one UPS employee feeling privileged to serve despite the risks. Young athletes demonstrated remarkable teamwork during the crisis. Ben Simmons organized the Philly Pledge for verified nonprofit donations, starting at just $25. Joel Embiid donated $500,000 for protective equipment and antibody testing, while Al Horford donated $500,000 to help communities where he had played. O'Neill's brother Michael transformed his traumatic cancer experience into purpose by creating Get Well Network, a virtual patient care navigator that helps patients control their hospital experience. When COVID-19 hit, Michael created a free Get Well Loop app for patient self-monitoring, demonstrating true water buffalo spirit by serving humanity rather than profiting from crisis. Assume Positive Intent, API, transforms interactions by giving others the benefit of the doubt. O'Neill proposes approaching every interaction with the belief that most people are good, have the best intentions, and genuinely want what's right. When practiced properly, API makes life brighter, fresher, clearer, and more likely to yield positive outcomes. H.H. Prince Bandar bin Muhammad Al Saud experienced racism growing up Middle Eastern in America. In seventh grade, when his teacher made prejudiced comments about Palestinian children being violent and barbaric, it shattered Bandar's perception of how others viewed him. Rather than becoming bitter, this experience motivated him to address misunderstanding through a photojournalism project showcasing diverse Saudi Arabians celebrating differences while highlighting deeper similarities. "As much as we are different, we are even more the same," Bandar explains, seeking to challenge bias and encourage people to accept more, love more, and assume positive intent. Jill Snodgrass, a Philadelphia 76ers employee, discovered the word abandoned stamped on her adoption papers at age 13, triggering years of emotional walls and trust issues. 20 years later, when preparing for a leadership conference, she revisited those papers and read beyond that first word. She learned her birth mother had minimal education and cleaned houses to survive, giving up her baby for a better life. This revelation transformed Jill's perspective. "I wasn't abandoned, I was actually saved." By assuming positive intent about her birth mother's actions, Jill finally healed, lowered her emotional walls, and developed deeper personal and professional relationships. Practicing gratitude helps assume positive intent by shifting focus to what matters now. O'Neill's daughter, Eliza, writes 12 unique things she's grateful for every night. At work, executives begin meetings writing appreciation notes. When challenged to wake at 5:30 a.m. for 2 weeks to meditate and journal gratitude, O'Neill initially struggled. His first entries were basic lists of family members, but gradually evolved to appreciating clean water and birds chirping at sunrise. By day 10, his skepticism transformed into peaceful clarity. What began as a guilt-ridden chore became O'Neill's most anticipated 10 minutes daily. The morning ritual provided clarity, optimism, and strength to handle his chaotic life with teenage daughters and an overscheduled executive calendar. Those 10 minutes of meditation and gratitude made him a better father, leader, and follower, adding unexpected calm to his energetic, chaotic life. Trust the process became more than just a Philadelphia 76ers slogan. It evolved into a philosophy about taking the long view in decision-making. The approach, introduced by analytics-driven GM Sam Hinkie, rejected mediocrity in favor of building through the draft, requiring patience through difficult seasons. Despite these struggles, fan attendance grew as people embraced the vision. The strategy ultimately transformed the 76ers into a contending team with young stars. From the 76ers' transformation, O'Neill shares key principles. "Together we build" emphasizes both community and transparent long-term building. "Have a big vision, even if it is ahead of the market," requires setting a clear North Star. "There are no shortcuts to the top" demands embracing the daily grind. "Make lemonade out of lemons" means choosing your attitude despite challenges. And "stay the course" requires perseverance through inevitable setbacks. Former NBA Commissioner David Stern exemplified long-term vision by transforming basketball into a global phenomenon. When Stern joined in 1984 as the league's 24th employee, NBA finals were shown on tape delay and arenas were half empty. Recognizing international potential, Stern persisted through challenges, including waiting 4 hours in a Chinese network lobby to establish NBA's presence in China, initially providing free game tapes and sending an executive with a fax machine to Hong Kong. Stern's philosophy was simple but powerful. "If you have confidence in what you have, what you are doing, and your brand, then just keep pushing." Today, basketball is China's most popular sport with 300 million players. NBA China is valued at $4 billion, and Commissioner Adam Silver continues this global vision by launching a professional league in Africa, all results of maintaining long-term perspective and dedicated resources. When facing setbacks, the key is to make lemonade from lemons, as Howie Roseman did after being publicly demoted from his Eagles GM position. Rather than sulking, Howie used this gap year to grow, visiting elite organizations, meeting Fortune 500 CEOs, and hosting an information-sharing summit with sports executives. When given another chance, he returned with renewed perspective and confidence, building a Super Bowl championship team within 2 years. M. Night Shyamalan faced a crisis when 20 studios rejected his self-financed film, The Visit. While helping his daughter with a jigsaw puzzle, Knight had an epiphany when they persisted through the frustration of a missing piece. This simple moment revealed his path forward. Stop obsessing over the big picture and focus on improving one small piece at a time. Scene by scene, he refined his film until Universal Pictures bought it, eventually grossing over $300 million. In today's anxiety-ridden society, one of Dr. Karen Gordon's most powerful teachings is to hold people accountable only for what they can control. When individuals focus on their thoughts and actions rather than external factors, anxiety diminishes. Her journey demonstrates the importance of surrounding yourself with people who challenge you constructively, provide honest feedback, and continue to build you up despite obstacles. As John Gardner, Stanford professor, reminds us, meaning isn't something accidentally discovered, but intentionally constructed from one's past experiences, relationships, values, talents, and the things worthy of sacrifice. While we have all the necessary ingredients, only we can arrange them into the unique pattern that becomes our life. The ultimate goal is building a life with personal dignity and meaning, which matters more than any particular balance of success or failure.